This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. A Mountain View woman with Alzheimer's disease is missing and may be in the Batesville area. Marcia Guck with the Mountain View Police Department tells us about this silver alert.
The silver alert is regarding a white female named Mary Adkins. She's 78 years old. She has Alzheimer's. And about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, Ms. Adkins decided she wanted to go to Batesville from Mountain View and go shopping. So her caregiver thought it was too hot, turned around, and she had jumped in her silver 2001 Buick Century and took off. We don't know if she ever made it to Batesville. But she is 5'6" tall, about 180 pounds. She was last seen wearing culottes and a flowery shirt. She loves bright colors. She's missing her front tooth, which may help identify her. The vehicle on the back windshield has a straw hat on it and a yellow evac sign. There is also a blue toy dog on the front windshield. Now, we're asking for anyone to be on the lookout for this lady, Mary Adkins, who's 78, 5'6", white female, 180 pounds, who is missing from Mountain View. Any information that they may have on sightings of her or her vehicle, they can call the Mountain View Police Department at 870-269-4211.
Marcia Guck with the Mountain View Police Department. That number again is 870-269-4211. Elsewhere, felony charges are pending against a Cave City woman detained on a traffic violation and found to be intoxicated and in possession of illegal drugs. Police say a deputy, Jesse Wilson, saw 26-year-old Shonda Michelle Walling driving her vehicle in a very erratic manner on Highway 69 near Sulphur Rock just before noon yesterday. After Wilson made the traffic stop, he found Walling in possession of marijuana, meth, and drug paraphernalia that would indicate she might be selling the illegal drugs. Wilson said Walling was also in possession of an illegal firearm. Sheriff Steve Jeffries said narcotics officers will be interviewing Walling before formal charges are filed, which the sheriff said could include several felonies. The Midland Public School District is holding a public meeting on Thursday, July 14th, at the Floral School Cafeteria. The purpose of the meeting is to discuss the district's building project proposals. The public is encouraged to attend. The meeting begins at 7. The Independence County Quorum Court passed a resolution last night recognizing Chelsea Willis, two-time gold medal winner at the 2011 Athens Greek World Special Olympic Games. Chelsea won two gold medals in the 400-meter and the 800-meter runs and also had a seventh place as a member of the 4x100-meter relay team. The court said it recognized Chelsea's hard work and dedication and that it acknowledged her as a proud example of accomplishment and pride for all the people of Independence County. During last night's Independence County Quorum Court meeting, Rocky Wilmoth addressed the JPs concerning the development of an RV park at the shooting range located north of Batesville. The park would generate revenue to sustain the shooting range down the road. There is a grant available from the state and federal government. One requirement is that the JPs designate that particular part of the park or land as a park for in perpetuity. The area would cover about 5 acres. Wilmoth said that he believes the RV park is the best solution for the future of the area and will be good for both the county and the city of Batesville. And Independence County Sheriff Steve Jeffries said last night that detectives should be able to interview 22-year-old Andrea Lynette Davis within the next couple of days. She's recovering in Little Rock at a hospital after suffering an attack and severe beating early Sunday morning at the White River Country Club. She was found by friends lying on the ground bleeding from her wounds. They had gone outside to look for her after she had gone there to get some fresh air and didn't return. The first officer on the scene, Deputy Darren Brewer, said it appeared that Davis was attacked at the back of the building, then dragged to an area near the front. Davis is listed in stable condition at UAMS in Little Rock. Sheriff Jeffrey said, quote, "We're doing everything we can to find whoever did this. We're not going to leave a rock unturned," unquote. The detective in charge of the investigation is Sergeant Mike Monday, who said now is the time to come forward if you have information about this case. You can contact Monday at the Sheriff's Office, 870-793-8838. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.